The Constitutional Court's decision to accept the closure case against the ruling Justice and Development Party, called the AK Party, was given in a short announcement by the Deputy Chairman of the Court, Osman Paksut.
Mahkememizin bugünkü yaptığı toplantı sonucunda...
He says the court has decided to examine an indictment prepared by the prosecutor of the Supreme Court of Appeals on the closure of the ruling Justice and Development Party. He adds, the decision was unanimous. Turkey's top prosecutor prepared a 162-page indictment accusing the AK Party of systematically undermining the secular state. The central pillar of the case is the government's changing the constitution to ease a ban on religious headscarves in universities. The decision outraged supporters of the secular state. Under the same case, Prime Minister Erdogan and the President, Abdullah Gül, along with 69 other leading members of the AK Party, are facing a political ban of 5 years if convicted. The Constitutional Court has banned 18 parties since the 1982 Constitution. Political commentator Mehmet Ali Barand says Turkey is now in dangerous waters.
There is a great risk. It's unbelievable. I couldn't believe it when I heard it. But it's serious. Can they close the party down? When you look at the record of the court, it is possible.
Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan calls the case an attack on democracy. Mr. Erdogan won last year's general election with a landslide victory. The European Union has condemned the case. EU Enlargement Commissioner Olli Rehn warned it could affect Turkey's membership bid. But supporters of the case say the AK's predecessor, the Refah Party, was closed down on similar charges in 1998, a decision upheld by the European Court of Human Rights. Political commentator Nuray Mert says that ruling strengthens the hand of the prosecutor.
They are referring quite often to the confirmation of European Court's decision confirming the closure of the Refah Party, and they will come up with this argument.
The case is expected to last months, threatening to paralyze the government. The European Union is pressing Ankara to push through political and economic reforms. Prime Minister Erdogan has indicated he may try to change the constitution to block the case, although opposition parties are opposing such a move. He does have enough votes to put the reform to a national referendum. But observers warn such a vote risks further polarizing the country and deepening the crisis. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.